Rat Pack, where you at? What's going on? It's the FTM Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Wednesday, November 8th. Man, November already starting to roll by. Closing in on Thanksgiving. Week 10 is here in the NFL. And let's break down some rankings for you. Not going to beat around the bush. Let's get right into it. Let's start at quarterback this week. Of course, we have some big-name guys on bye. Two of the top three heading into the season with Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes on bye. Tua Tagovailoa also on bye this week. But Josh Allen isn't, and he is the number one option. I don't really need to explain that one to you. But Joe Burrow, how about this? On the rise here. He looks like he is fully, fully healthy and playing great football. He is at number two. Lamar Jackson at number three. Now, you may look on the other side and say, well, wait a minute, Jeff. He's facing the Browns. Yes, he is. And what happened the last time he was facing the Browns? He went 2-2. He scored two touchdowns as a runner. He threw for two passing scores, and he was just fine. So I'm not worried too much about Lamar Jackson. I'm also not worried about Justin Herbert. You know, when we have a down performance in fantasy football, it helps to ask what caused that performance. And in the case of Justin Herbert this past week, he didn't need to do anything. They're not going to blow out everybody. They're not going to face the Jets every single week. And in fact, this week, they're not facing the Jets. They're in a potential shootout here against the Detroit Lions. So I have no issues with Justin Herbert whatsoever. Dak Prescott at number five, he is moving up. The play has been very good. The fantasy numbers have been even better, so he's a top five option. Trevor Lawrence at six. I know a lot of people are concerned about Trevor Lawrence, but I am not one of them. And really, this comes down to the play and what is causing the fantasy production to not meet expectation. It's not poor play. If it was poor play, then yes, we move on from said player. But in the case of Lawrence, it's largely very good play from Travis Etienne, very high efficiency in terms of touchdown production from him that isn't sustainable. So I'm good with continuing to roll with Trevor Lawrence. Of course, this week, it isn't the best matchup against San Francisco, but I do suspect they're going to have to throw a good bit in that one. Jared Goff at seven, you can throw all over the Chargers. Sam Howell, how is this dude second in the league in passing yards? He is. I don't really still fully believe it, but it is true. So why not continue to ride that wave? Brock Purdy, super high floor with him. CJ Stroud at 10, super high ceiling with him. I don't expect 470 and 5 again. But we know what he is capable of. This rookie is something else. It's been just awesome to watch so far this season. Geno Smith, and let me actually do this. Okay, so Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield round out the top 12. I have not said Kyler Murray's name yet. That is because he is at 13, which means, yes, he is very startable in one quarterback leagues. Now, ideally, I'd love to have a top 5 option or a top 10 option, but right on the edge of quarterback 1 territory, he's usable. He is certainly usable. The challenge with Kyler is we don't quite know what we're going to get out of him in this first start. It could be fine, could be very rusty. He's also in a new offensive system. This is not Cliff Kingsbury's offense any longer. So given the uncertainty, that's why he's not a top 12, although he could move to 12 or 11. I don't think he cracks the top 10. Remember, rankings, this is an initial set. If you're using this podcast on like Sunday morning to set your lineup, not a good idea. This is just an initial start to the week. Rankings evolve over the course of the week. And oftentimes I will see these guys at like 11, 12, 13, 14 shuffle around a little bit. If you were wondering, I have Russell Wilson and Josh Dobbs right there on the edge as well of quarterback 1 territory. We will get Tommy DeVito, as the starter for the Giants this week. And not surprisingly, he is ranked 28th at the position. Moving over to running back, Christian McCaffrey's back. Giddy up. Travis Etienne is also back. Giddy up. They're facing each other. And Etienne has had a hell of a season. He's on pace for over 300 carries. He's on pace for what, like 350 plus touches? Actually, probably more like 360 plus at this rate. He's been excellent. Even in a tough matchup, he's an elite play. Jonathan Taylor. Welcome back, Johnny Taylor. He is at number three this week. We saw them ramp his work up, and I know that sucks if you have Zach Moss, but it's great if you've been waiting for Jonathan Taylor. Austin Eckler scoring 2 touchdowns last week. He's at number 4. Breece Hall, not particularly good last week, but at number 5, I believe in the talent. He's running really hard, and this one is a much better matchup against the Raiders. Alvin Kamara at 6. I don't think Taysom Hill out-carries him most weeks, so I'll just take that as a blip on the radar, and we're still going to roll with Kamara until he proves us wrong. 1 week can be a fluke. 2 weeks is a trend, remember? So 1 week, that's all we had there. Tony Pollard, I know you're frustrated. I have been frustrated as well. But I don't know if you saw this. The Cowboys are 16-point favorites. That's insane. And so Pollard should have the proper game script to produce this week. After Pollard, Joe Mixon, 19 touches in each of his last 2, a rushing touchdown in each of his last 2. He's starting to pick things up. And really, as Joe Burrow goes, so does everybody else in that offense. Pretty great right there. Josh Jacobs picking things up. Maybe that's all you needed was to get Hoodie McJr. out of there. Because Jacobs' 2 rushing touchdowns heavily used on the ground last week. And honestly, the Jets, yeah, I don't want to throw against them, but I don't mind running against them. Next, we have Derrick Henry at number 10. I think we have some stability finally in this offense with Will Levis under center. Henry, 20-plus touches each of his last 2 games as well. So we're getting back to where we need to be with him. Bijan Robinson at 11. Oh, I know. Believe me, I know. But it's Arizona on the other side. Arthur Smith, can we please just... like 18 touches. I don't need 25. Just give me 18 touches with him and make it 15 carries and 3 catches. I'd love to see him really working on the ground. All right, fine. Give him 4 catches, 14 carries. I don't care. Get him like 18 touches. Can we do that? Kenneth Walker at 12. Yes, last week, Zach Charbonnet was used a little bit more, but they were in hurry-up mode. I'm not overly concerned here. I am concerned for Saquon. He's at 13. I'm not concerned for him specifically, but the overall state of the team. Not good. So, and then plus the matchup against Dallas, not good. Rashad White trending in the right direction at 14, coming off a very strong performance, his best of the season last week. Does get Tennessee, though, so it's a relatively tough matchup, but he's involved in the passing game. So is Ramondre Stevenson at 15. Yes, he ripped off the long touchdown run last week, but it's really his involvement in the passing game that has him in this front end RB2 territory for me. Javonte Williams at 16. The last time we saw him, he had 30 touches. Aaron Jones at 17. Who? Hey, they took the training wheels off. 24 touches for Aaron Jones last week. James Cook at 18. Okay, regarding Leonard Fournette, I don't know if he'll be active this week or not. But if he is, he's not taking James Cook's role. James Cook is not doing anything wrong. He's a between the 20s runner, but he's having a pretty nice season. He would be taking Latavius Murray's role. It doesn't really change anything for James Cook. And it is Denver on the other side. I'm still waiting for that long James Cook touchdown, whether it's a catch and run or it's a handoff. All right, 19 and 20. David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs. I do think Montgomery's back this week. I do think he gets all the short yardage work as he did previous, but I do think we see enough Jahmyr Gibbs to put him in RB2 territory, so they're both very usable. Alexander Mattison at 21, no more competition for touches in that backfield, but this isn't a great matchup against New Orleans this week. Najee Harris at 22, I also have Jaylen Warren at 25. Harris found the end zone, so you got that, but there still is a cap on really what both of them can do. Warren has that nice high ceiling, but he's not going to ever see enough volume to be anything more than an RB2. Unless he rips off some like a long touchdown. Harris also not seeing enough volume. He doesn't have the electric upside, but he just needs volume to produce. And unfortunately, in a timeshare like this, you're not seeing it. Chuba Hubbard at 23, the clear lead back now in Carolina. And he also gets a nice matchup on Thursday night. So he slides into RB2 territory. Brian Robinson will round out the top 24. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get the best game script for Robinson. With Washington having to head to Seattle. It's not terrible, but I want to see games where they're set up to play from the lead. But he's still an RB2 option. Right on the outside looking in. Okay, James Conner, let me address him. He was designated to return. That doesn't mean he'll be activated this week, but it seems likely if he's back, he'll be top 20. Other guys who are flex-worthy, I do have Deontay Foreman ahead of Khalil Herbert. I have Foreman at 26, Herbert at 36, so I'd rather use Foreman this week. Jerome Ford, Gus Edwards. By the way, Gus Edwards, I have at 28. Keaton Mitchell, I have outside of the top 40. Now, I know you picked him up thinking maybe league winner, right? Well, he may still be, But let's be clear. He had 9 carries. It was one game. One game can be a fluke. I'm not just jamming this dude into my starting lineup this week. I want to see more out of him. Potentially Devin Singletary if Damian Pierce can't play. He already is not practicing today, so we shall see. Let's see. Anybody else here of note? Maybe Ezekiel Elliott, but I don't love that either. Okay, let's move over to wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase. I'm not worried about last week, and I don't think there is going to be any lingering injury issues here. Stephon Diggs at 2. So much fun. He's got 70 catches already on this. 70 in 8 games. That's pretty awesome. It's really good. CeeDee Lamb, speaking of really good, he has set career highs for receiving yards in a single game in each of his last 2 games. Can you say 200-yard game? Nah, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get the game script to do so, but he can do some damage in this one regardless. Keenan Allen at 4. He's one of just 8 players with 60-plus receptions. He's got 62. Amon-Ra at 5. He has 100-yard games in 5 of his last 6. It's like automatic. But the thing about him, too, the enormous floor, ceiling isn't like Ja'Marr Chase high or Stephon Diggs high or anything like that, but he's like he's automatic. Like, we can ink him in for 100-plus. Brandon Ayuk at 6, coming back from bye. I think even with Debo slated to potentially be back here, I have him down at 24. Ayuk is the clear number one receiver, which is kind of strange, but it's because he's more of a receiver. Like, Debo is going to still be used as a bit of a hybrid player. So Ayuk this week with all these guys on bye. I mean, think about all the guys we have on bye. We got Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle on bye. We have Puka and Cooper Kupp on bye. We have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on bye. Even Rashee Rice, not that he's going to be up here, but a lot of wideouts on bye. So it pushes some of these guys up. Like Mike Evans moves up to 7. Having a hell of a season, almost 600 receiving yards already, well on his way to another 1,000-yard season. Adam Thielen at 8. Okay, last week wasn't great. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. The overall state of the team was not great last week, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt in what should be a moderately favorable matchup against the Bears. Michael Pittman at 9. It's dink and dunk, but I really don't care. He's seeing so much volume in that offense with Gardner Minshew under center that he slides up into backhand wide receiver 1 territory this week. Garrett Wilson at 10. Zach Wilson is not good, but he's good enough to get Garrett Wilson enough volume to be a back-end wide receiver 1. DeAndre Hopkins at 11. So Will Levis is now officially the starter going forward. By the way, I have Levis at 19. So he's a 2 quarterback option this week, super flex option. But his presence is very good for Hopkins. At this point in Tannehill's career, Tannehill's 35 years old, which, not old for a human being, but that's getting close to being over the hill for a quarterback. He just wasn't able to deliver a lot of throws to Hopkins to really tap into what Hopkins can give you. Levis can do that, and we've already seen it. Chris Olave at 12, scored last week, trending up. T. Higgins at 13, definitely trending up over the last couple games. He goes as Burrow goes. But not trending up, Devontae Adams. Unfortunately, that offense is really going to put a damper on what he can do. Terry McLaurin at 15. Terry McLaurin's so stinking good. I love this player. You know, I guess everybody says he's underrated, so he's probably not underrated, but man, he's so stinking good. And Sam Howell, for some reason, is second in the league in passing yards. DJ Moore at 16. Will we have Justin Fields back? I don't know. By the way, if Justin Fields is back, he will slide into that top 12 conversation, because I know that's going to be a question people have. DK Metcalf at 17. Honestly, this week, in theory, it should be a decent enough matchup, but there's been a little bit, you know, now that Jaxon Smith-Njigba is in the mix a little bit more, there's a slight damper on the volume, but he's still a wide receiver 2 play. Nico Collins at 18. I mean, that high ceiling we know is there in that Houston offense. Deontay Johnson at 19. How about last week? Deontay Johnson is back, baby. Christian Kirk at 20. He is still the preferred Jags wide receiver. Tank Dell at 21. He is all the way up in wide receiver 2 territory. What a great story for the product out of Houston. Houston to Houston. How awesome is that? Tyler Lockett at 22. Same thing as DK Metcalf. They're both wide receiver 2 plays this week. Chris Godwin, 23. I know the floor is a little bit lower than in the Brady era, but he is seeing volume. And honestly, I think Baker Mayfield is really playing surprisingly decent football. So credit where credit's due. I mentioned Debo at 24. I do think he is back this week. Amari Cooper at 25. All right, so this is against the Baltimore defense. It's very good. And as much as I like what we saw out of Deshaun Watson last week, I'm going to temper expectations for Cooper. Marquise Brown at 26, also slightly tempering expectations, but you'll notice he's now a wide receiver 3 play. Calvin Ridley at 27, we know what he is, boom or bust. Jordan Addison at 28, Josh Dobbs to the rescue, salvaging wide receiver 3 value. And by the way, Ian Rappaport saying it does look like Justin Jefferson will be designated to return this week. Not activated necessarily. We've already heard that it's a little bit of a long shot for him to play. Tom Pelissero reported that. But we're stepping in the right direction there with Justin Jefferson. Drake London at 29. He did get some practice in today, so I do think he's going to be back this week. George Pickens at 30. George Pickens has become this like Gabe Davis-like player, unfortunately. Super high ceiling, extremely low floor. Cortland Sutton at 31. I mean, he's having basically a career year. It's going to be a tough matchup against Buffalo, but they should throw a lot in that game. Gabe Davis on the other side of 32, we know what he is. Any given week, he's like wide receiver 1 or wide receiver 90. DeMario Douglas at 33, he's now the number 1 in New England. Jerry Jeudy at 34, same thing I just said about Cortland Sutton. It should be a decent enough game. If there's garbage time, I'm thinking. Jahan Dotson at 35, moving up. Now wide receiver 3 territory, scored in back-to-back games. Zay Flowers at 36. Okay, so last week, it wasn't a great game. Was that because Zay Flowers sucks? No. They were blowing Seattle out. They did not use Zay Flowers because they didn't need to use Zay Flowers. This week against Cleveland, well, the last time they faced Cleveland, they did blow them out, but Cleveland's defense is also very good. So I'm going to temper expectations there. Flex-worthy guys, Jacoby Myers, Tyler Boyd, Jackson Smith and Jigba, both of the Green Bay Packers receivers, Christian Watson and Dobbs. Then Michael Thomas, Rashid Shaheed, Khalil Shakir, Quentin Johnston moving up. That's about it there. All right, so there are 6 tight ends if I have this week I feel pretty darn confident about. Sam Laporta, he is number 1 for me this week, by the way, because Mark Andrews faces Cleveland. Dalton Kincaid, trending up. TJ Hockenson, obviously. George Kittle and Evan Ingram. If I have those, that's my top 6 in order. If I have those guys, I'm good. I feel very confident. I have an extra pep in my step. All is right with the world. You know, I feel good. If I have one of the next 5 guys, I don't quite have that pep in my step, but I'm also not ready to jump off a bridge. Dalton Schultz, Jake Ferguson, Trey McBride, Taysom Hill. Yes, Taysom Hill's only a 10 for me. Why? Because he's volatile AF. And then Cole Kmet. I'm kind of hoping Tyson Bagent plays for Cole Kmet, but even if it's Justin Fields, he's still going to be at 11. All right. If I don't have those guys, yes, I am jumping off a bridge and I am going to jump into the waiting arms of one of these tight ends. All right. We're going to go from 12 all the way down, all the way to 22. All right. Logan Thomas, Kyle Pitts, David Njoku, Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, Gerald Everett, Cade Otton, Luke Musgrave, Chig Okonkwo, Juwan Johnson, Tyler Conklin. There is basically nothing that separates those guys. For me, the fractions of a point. And we're really hoping, honestly, I'm hoping to get like a Luke Musgrave from last week line. He had 51 yards and a touchdown. Cool. I'll take that. Can you give me that? Like, can I sign up for that? I will start any one of those guys if I knew I could get that. The problem is you could just as easily get 2 catches for 20 yards. So hopefully you have one of the top, even at the top 11, but certainly the top 6. If not, that is the order I prefer the streamers this week. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. Tomorrow I'll be back. I'll talk wide receiver, cornerback, and the latest on the injury front from around the NFL. At Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram. FTNFantasy.com, promo code RATPACK for 10% off. And I will catch you on the flip side for another edition of the pod. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.